it is a very sad moment because we have to say goodbye to a beloved animal. It's a Brad and John animal in memoriam as we say goodbye to April. April the what? What is April?
The giraffe.
April the giraffe.
April the giraffe.
And this is a history-making giraffe, right?
Yeah. April stood 18 feet tall, and she shot to fame in 2017 when the Animal Adventure Park near Binghamton, New York, live-streamed the final stretch of her 16-month pregnancy. Remember when that giraffe was pregnant 3-4 years ago? And they live-streamed the birth of this giraffe, because it's pretty amazing when, you know, I mean, they basically hit the ground running.
But, and they hit the ground, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
from
they
like
fall.
5 feet.
Is that a 5-foot fall?
Yeah. They
really?
Said they come out front feet first, and then the head first, and it's like hitting the ground stimulates them to, like, start breathing, and they'll lay there for, like, an hour. But they say sometimes they'll be on their feet within 30 minutes.
But it is a 5-foot drop?
Yeah, because the mother gives birth standing up.
Man, that's a rough way to come into the world, and you have to land on your feet, right?
Well, they said he kind of lands, like, you know, head first on the ground and then lays there in a clump for a second. Yeah, that's what wakes him up. It snaps him out of him and gets him start breathing.
They're dropping 6 feet on your head. That's your introduction to the world.
Yeah.
What a cruel, you know, that's a cruel entry into the world.
At the time, April, the giraffe, the cam was the second most live-viewed channel in the history of YouTube. Over 232 million hits between February and May of 2017. And so they live-viewed the birth there. This was her fourth calf that she gave birth to, a male calf named Tajiri, which meant hope and confidence in the Swahili language. So she gave birth four times. But, John, and you can almost see it, I guess, if you think about it. It was arthritis. She had to be euthanized because of the worsening
neck
arthritis.
Please don't tell me it was the neck arthritis, because that's got to be the worst for the giraffe.
I think it was in the legs. Oh. They said over the past year, accommodations were made, treatments performed. They said that they put in a state-of-the-art padded barn floor system, you know, to help with the knees and stuff. They said they got it brought in some special farrier work for the hooves and stuff on that thing.
Well, we have, I think somebody in our listing area makes the, don't they make the special shoes for giraffes?
We did come across that.
I think
that at
somebody
some point
around here does that.
Well, maybe they did that for April. And they said they made every possible effort to try and keep her comfortable and prolong things. But you look at those giraffes' legs with how tall they are, and those knees look like, grinding on each other. They look like there's no cartilage in there at all. They're all swollen up or something.
Yeah.
So they couldn't do that. John, giraffe facts, if you will, since we lost April. A herd of giraffes is also called a tower of giraffes. She lived to be 20. The lifespan, even in the savannah Africa habitat, is 20 to 25 years.
Right,
so she lived
so
a good
sort
life.
Sort of in there.
And they say the females can weigh up to 1,800 pounds and be up to 20 feet tall. She was 18 feet tall.
How fast do those things run?
Top speed, 37 miles an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Birth height.
That's probably faster than a lion.
5.5 to 6 feet tall is how big the babies are when they come out, and they fall like 5 feet when they come out of there.
A lion runs 50 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So
that's what they say the main enemy of the giraffe is the lion.
If only they could get an extra 13 miles per hour, they'd be okay, but they don't get that.
YouTube sensation April the giraffe, dead at the age of 20.
All right. Sorry about it. You suppose we have any listeners with...
She stood head and shoulders above all other YouTube animals.
Do you suppose we have any listeners with brushes with giraffes?
I don't know.
If you have a brush with a giraffe, the giraffe lines are open. 360-733-5476. 360-733-KISM. goodbye to April the giraffe.
Brad and John.
KISM.